So, Jason, we'll invite you to come on up to the front here. Really glad to be able to have friends and family here with her. So if you just come right over here to this mic.
Okay. I did make a page. I'm just going to go read it. I grew up in a Christian home and was familiar with the gospel. Christ died for my sins. I have to accept him in my life and bam, I'm free. But I wasn't. For the majority of my teenage years and young adult life, I thought I was a Christian. But really, I was imitating a Christian lifestyle. I won't do this, I won't do that. But hey, this sin is okay. It's the classic pick and choose of which sin is okay. For so long, I've placed my identity on something I shouldn't have. And isn't that it? Like, we're always just trying to look for something to belong to, something to put our place, put ourselves in a place. Before, I thought I can be two things, a Christian and another identity. But as Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, we can't serve two masters. Either we will hate the one and love the other. And I hated the gospel. But going back and forth between the identities, I knew that I was in rebellion of God, in rebellion against God. I knew there was something wrong, but I was too stubborn to listen. It was around last year when I've come to the understanding of the true gospel. I know for sure that at the time that God has opened my eyes to understand the sins of my life and how depraved I was. And in God's goodness and grace, I knew that in him I have everything. So I'm just going to read a few verses from the Bible, from Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And in Philippians 3, verse 8 to 11, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Amen. We rejoice with Jaisal and hear her clear testimony of her following Christ and the transformation that he's made. And so it's our privilege to be able to baptize her. So give us just a second. So you all have heard Jaisal's testimony. You've heard what Christ has done in her life and her confession of her faith. And because of your confession of your faith in Jesus as your Savior and Lord, it is our privilege to be able to baptize you, our sister, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We're baptized together in the likeness of his death. And we're risen to walk in a newness of life. Amen. And so it's been our privilege to get to know you some and to see God moving in your life. And we, as brothers and sisters, look forward to seeing what God wants to do through you as the years go on. So let's pray together. Lord, we do pray for your power to be seen in Jaisal's life, as it already has been. And may you bless her and may you guide her and open the right doors for her. And may you use her as she speaks to others about her faith in Christ. May she remember this day as a day when she made this profession and as when she was baptized as a follower in Jesus. And so may you multiply her faith in the lives of others as you use her to speak for you. So bless, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.